Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the genius of Bill Evans on the jazz keys, we start this new hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Glorious Step live at the Village Vanguard. And speaking of that titan of live jazz clubs, that will be the focus of this ensuing hour of jazz we spend together. Opened by the jazz skipper himself, Max Gordon, on February 22, 1935, at 7th Avenue South in Greenwich Village. In the very beginning, the joint was a haven of folk music and beat poetry, along with experimental performance art. And it was in 1957 that the joint went all jazz. The Vanguard maintained a notable edge because its historical pedigree sound, unique physical space, and liberal booking policy, and it was constantly representing jazz across many generations and aesthetic viewpoints. This is some audio from a documentary on the joint that will give you a little bit of a flavor.
The Village is a funny thing. It's a mixture of today and yesterday. And the yesterday of the Village goes back to the 20s and early 30s. About that time, a man who has the same feeling for the Village that Ziegfeld had for Broadway came along, Max Gordon, who has the Village Vanguard, one of the great showcases for young talent.
Max brought about and fostered a great many careers in jazz over his 54 years at the helm of the Shrine. His widow, 91-year-old Lorraine Gordon, still holds the club's reins. But take a listen to Max during an interview as he talks about the careers that were hatched at the Vanguard.
The last few that I can think of right off the bat is Harry Belafonte,
yeah.
Wally Cox, if you like that,
Burlives,
I think, Josh White, and the great Lead Belly.
I remember seeing Eartha Kitt down there.
Eartha was down there, that's true, many years ago, but we have it this time here, right here at this party.
Man, talk about jazz royalty that has graced that joint. Cats like John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, and the great Bill Evans. And that's just a short list. And over this hour that rolls forth on the Vanguard, you will hear many more and in their element celebrating the best in live jazz brought about by Max. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves live jazz and does its rendition via the Blue Room, the Green Lady Lounge, and the Mutual Musicians Foundation, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you the Village Vanguard live in all of its cool. We move our way into the modern day and a cat that is becoming a legend in both jazz and down those steps of the Vanguard. Here's the brilliant Fred Hirsch with the tune Stuttering.
Thank you. Fred Hirsch, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was pianist and composer Junior Mance with his trio live at the Vanguard with the tune Loop Town. So before opening the Vanguard as we know it today, owner Max Gordon opened a version on Charles Street and Greenwich Avenue as the forum for poets and artists. And there were some musical performances peppered in. Due to insufficient facilities, he was refused a cabaret license from the police department and could not create the club that he had originally envisioned. From there, he moved his business and purchased the Golden Triangle, a speakeasy on 178 7th Avenue. It opened in 1935. The basement facility structure resembled an isosceles triangle, and shortly after the purchase, he changed the name to the Village Vanguard, a name that has endured the test of time and become that jazz shrine. Here's yet another talented modern-day cat who is no stranger to the Vanguard, jazz bassist Christian McBride with his trio with the tune The Lady Is My Life, next on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is Oren Evans, and I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check it out. Thank you.
That was the visionary trumpeter Woody Shaw with the tune Seventh Avenue. So the Cats in the beginning were folk singers and poets, and one of those guys was singer Leadbelly. And there were political posters dotted along the walls, creating an atmosphere of intensity and discourse. And the Vanguard had its own fair share of stand-up comedy and the history with cats like Lenny Bruce. But it was the jazz jam sessions with Lester Young and Ben Webster, and those performances by Sidney Bechet, Art Hodes, and Mary Lou Williams that made this place ultimately swing. And with the modern jazz development in the 40s, small group sets began to dominate the Vanguard scene. The crowd in those days was dominated by college students and artists in Greenwich Village. From the cool of Little Fat Swingin' Hotshot Party, here's the tune Oh Lady Be Good, live at the Vanguard.
So lady be good to me. Oh, please tell somebody I'm all alone in this crazy city. I'm just a lonesome bad in the world. So lady be good to me.
Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was band leader Mel Lewis with the anthem of the Vanguard, The Fan Club. By 1957, Gordon reversed his policy, putting jazz at the top of the bill. He booked Miles Davis, Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk, Jerry Mulligan, the Modern Jazz Quartet, Charlie Mingus, Bill Evans, Stan Getz, and the list goes on. But that booking of Thelonious Monk was a testament to the Vanguard's ability to take an unknown musician and turn him into a star. Over the years, Max launched many careers, and it was the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra that became the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, and it played from 1966 to 1990 each Monday night. So, Max Gordon left us in 1989, and his wife Lorraine closed the Vanguard for a day. But the following day, she reopened, and it has continued to run ever since. She has not made any alterations of any kind. She kept it how it was, and that's exactly the way the people like it. Speaking of Thad Jones, here he is next with the tune Kids Are Pretty People, live from that place we know as the Vanguard, next on Neon Jazz. Max wrote a tell-all book called Live at the Village Vanguard and noted how Sonny Rollins left during a break and never played at the Vanguard again. But over the years, Sonny recorded three LPs there, and they were at the top of the hard bop heap. And this sentiment with the legend and recording at the Vanguard was commonplace, and it fell into the lore and vision of the great Max Gordon, who gave the world a gift, and it keeps on spreading to this very day in 2015 in the version of the Village Vanguard. And we will end this hour of looking at the Vanguard with a modern legend. Here's the great Wynton Marsalis with his septet with the tune Monk's Mood. And here are some parting words as we ready to end this hour of jazz dedicated to the Vanguard. Take a listen.
Many people have said this is what needs to be done in the world. Genius can come and go, and inspiration can come and go, but perseverance is what really does it.
And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with some broadcast chops and that jazz swing thing, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
We could use some heat in the apartment.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there on Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.